from KQED.
Republican lawmakers in Sacramento have proposed a package of bills addressing what they call loopholes in realignment, the massive shift of thousands of felons from state oversight to local control. It's unclear whether Republicans have the political muscle to move any of these measures, but as Michael Montgomery reports, there is a growing chorus of concerns over the way realignment is playing out in California.
Governor Brown has declared realignment a success and California's prison crisis over. But to his critics, the state has simply passed its problems to local governments. The package of bills sponsored by Assembly Republicans would return some responsibilities for offenders back to the state. Supervision of state parolees would be tightened, penalties for sex offenders would increase, and felons who remove GPS tracking devices would be sent to prison instead of jail. It's unclear whether any of those measures will garner support from Democrats who control the legislature. They have proposed separate bills to tighten provisions in the realignment law. The influx of felons to county jails is also triggering legal challenges. Advocacy groups have filed lawsuits in Riverside, Fresno, and Alameda counties, claiming poor conditions and inadequate medical care in local jails. The groups say the problems have worsened under realignment. State corrections officials said the bills would complicate efforts to comply with a court order to ease prison overcrowding. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.